The Democratic Alliance participated in a provincial legislature oversight program to assess school readiness for the 2026 academic year. While the oversight was intended to ensure a smooth and dignified start to the academic year, it instead revealed serious shortcomings in infrastructure and management that undermine learners' constitutional right to safe, functional learning environments. At Gario Senye Primary School, the DA encountered a volatile situation where police were reportedly called to remove parents protesting deteriorating conditions. Parents handed over a formal memorandum highlighting unsafe infrastructure, a lack of financial transparency relating to community contributions and donations, and a breakdown in governance due to conflict between the school governing body and the school principal. To stabilize the situation, a follow-up engagement was scheduled for 24 January 2026 with the Department of Education and the school to investigate the allegations and restore proper governance processes. Despite previous engagement by the SA Human Rights Commission, Moshana Primary School remains in a state of neglect. Infrastructure dating back more than 70 years has deteriorated further due to storm damage and insufficient maintenance. One classroom block has collapsed, while others suffer from leaking roofs and structural instability. The school relies on unstable communal village infrastructure for water and electricity, and grade R learners currently lack access to basic playground equipment required for early childhood development. At Mpolokang High School, the DA noted that academic performance is being achieved despite severe infrastructure and resource limitations. These include limited ablution facilities, inadequate fencing of sports grounds, and the absence of a library and key laboratories for science, computer studies, and agriculture. The oversight also identified social challenges, including a high prevalence of child-headed households, which require strengthened psychosocial support interventions. The DA believes that quality education cannot exist where infrastructure is unsafe and governance is broken. The findings will be formally tabled before the provincial legislature and escalated to the Department of Education to ensure that Human Rights Commission recommendations are implemented and that urgent infrastructure interventions are prioritized. Every child deserves a safe, dignified learning environment. The DA will continue using every oversight mechanism available to fight for accountability and real delivery in our schools.